The other thing I wanted to just raise was just to say that the ETAP Caledonia obviously won't take place in May this year, but there is an intention at this moment in trying to run it in September. A date of 19th of September has been mentioned. There are some issues that Limelight Sports, who are running the ETAP this year, are trying to deal with, principally that smack bang in the middle of harvest time, and some of the farming community have concerns that it might impact on that. So it's kind of watch this space. It will very much depend on whether or not we are back into a sort of tier one situation at that point in time as well. But it's not been confirmed yet, but there's some consultations ongoing, and these will include public consultations as well in due course.
Of course, under the recently announced type regulations, if we were level on our own, we'd be in level one already. Our infection rates are low enough, our positivity rate's low enough, we could be in level one now.
Yeah.
Hopefully, ETAP are going to be putting money to charity this time, are they? The organisers.
Well, when you have your consultation with them, you can certainly
I certainly
ask
will.
that.
I certainly will.
Well, I think I know it's, well, it doesn't impact on Aberfeld, I suppose, but Limelight Sports are different from the original company that took this on. I forget their title now. And one of the things that they were keen to try and do was to restore that kind of economic benefit to the community. I think latterly, people were just turning up at whatever it was, 5 in the morning on the Sunday, jumping on their bike, racing around Highland Perth, or jumping back on in their car and heading home again, and probably spending very little hard cash in Highland Perthshire. So I think Limelight Sports were looking at ways in which they can encourage the riders to come earlier, stay the night, take part in other things
Yeah.
over the weekend, etc. etc. However, obviously COVID, and like a lot of things nowadays, may have scuppered these kind of plans this year. We'll just have to wait and see. But they have it for the next 3 years beyond that, so 22, 23, 24, and hopefully they will return to a May date when that beyond this year, but perhaps September this year, we'll see.
Okay, AOCB, anything for you, Alistair?
Just keen to keep in touch with Pat regarding the transport issues, so thank you for that, Pat. ETAP, we have already been in contact with them and done one report on that. Regarding charity, they are supporting Scottish Air Ambulance and Marie Curie. That is two of the charities that they are supporting. How more local that is, I'm not really very sure.
Is that themselves, Alistair, or is that the actual cyclists?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. I think it's a
Okay.
combination of a percentage of the entry fee will go
Good.
to that. I would need to check that detail out. I think, and again, I would need to check that a percentage of the entry fee would go to those, or split between all of the charities. But those are the two that I noticed still listed on their website, Scottish Air
That,
Ambulance
but
and
that's
Marie Curie.
all that, but that's all Aberfeldy ever wanted was the organisers to put some money to charity because Aberfeldy really loses out badly the weekend that they have it. And we used to have a shop and it was an absolute disaster. And none of us objected to losing trade as long as they were putting money to charity, which at that point they weren't doing. But that sounds as if the new ones are, so that's good.
Well, I had last year a very last minute interview with them because it was all unclear about route, etc. And we've already started to try and engage with them. this year. And again, I think a lot of the issues were over lack of communication or lack of consultation. I know that at the village for the competitors, the Riders Village, they said they would use local caterers, but they weren't local. They were brought in from other parts of Perth and Kinross. So I raised a lot of issues with them, and let's hope that this year that perhaps they have listened. But I'll certainly keep on top, as well as Ramsay will, on any developments. But they are advertising on their website that it is taking place on that date in September, but limited places available that they're saying still to take part. So it looks as if they've had quite a recruitment on for Sunday the 19th of September. Limited places still available. Yeah. But it would depend, I think, on the ongoing movement of COVID. They're obviously trying to sell the event.
I think just to be clear, given the fact that this is recorded as well, may go out, that date is not approved as yet.
Okay.
By the council.
Okay.
It may do.
Yeah,
but it hasn't been approved as yet.
Okay, certainly that's what they're advertising on their website as the date for it, but fully understand that that is a fluid with the current or additional regulations.